This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 256 for Monday, February 5th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market rebounded on Monday, receiving support from a weaker Canadian dollar and positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were up, as well as crude oil. However, European rapeseed was down. Statistics Canada will release its December 31st grain stocks report on Thursday, with canola stocks expected to rise 300,000 tons from the year before at 13 million. The loonie was down 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The March canola contract was up $6.20 per ton at $598.30. In the U.S., corn was steady, soybeans made slight gains, and wheat was solidly in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly supply-demand estimates on Thursday. The USDA reported that 624,300 tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended February 1st, down 33% from the previous week. The trade estimated 2023-24 U.S. corn carryout to tighten by up to 16 million bushels, with corn exports to increase by 7.8 million. Global corn carryout may tighten by 600,000 tons on average. The trade also projected Brazilian corn production to decrease by 2.7 million tons on average at 124.32 million. AgRural reported the Safrinha corn crop to be 27% planted as of February 1st, its quickest pace in more than a decade. Argentine corn production may increase by 600,000 tons at 55.59 million. The March corn contract was unchanged at $4.43 US per bushel. 1.246 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the week ended February 1st, up more than 500,000 tons from the week before. 2023-24 U.S. soybean carryout is expected to rise 4.6 million bushels on average at 284.6 million, according to trade estimates. Brazil's soybean crop is expected to decrease by almost 4 million tons on average at 143.15 million, while Argentine soybean production is expected to increase by 800,000 tons at almost 51 million. AgRural reported the Brazilian soybean harvest to be 16% completed, compared to 9% the year earlier. The March soybean contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.96. 266,300 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were shipped during the week ended February 1st, down from 284,000 from the week before. The trade predicts the USDA to tighten its 2023-24 wheat carryout by only 1 million bushels on average at 647.4 million. Rain fell over the past week in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska, as well as part of the Northern Plains and Pacific Northwest. The trade's average estimate for global wheat carryout is 260.5 million tons, up 500,000 tons from January's report. StatCan is expected to report wheat stocks at 20.7 million tons on average, lower than the 23 million from the end of 2022. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.90. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.14. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.91. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, February 5th. From MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.